Star Report with Sasha Star.
Wait, let me put on your mic. Sorry.
Ariana Grande is having a really tough time of late.
Whereas Howard Feldman calls her Ariana Grande. Sounds like a type of coffee.
It Ariana does.
Grande. Could I please have two of those and make one of them a cortado?
Hot with extra sugar. Or sweetener, as one of her albums was called. But she's going through a bit of a crisis. Last week, the girl got a tattoo. So she has a new song
out. It wasn't a real tattoo, though.
It was a real tattoo.
It was a stunt.
It was a real tattoo.
Of Justin Bieber on her cheek.
No.
Who was that? Was that not Ariana Grande?
No. That was someone who is now in a very nice padded place.
No, it was a stunt. It wasn't a real tattoo.
I'm joking.
Okay.
But Ariana Grande has a new song out called Seven Rings. So, bless her heart. I don't know what she did. If she went to Google Translate or whatever it is.
Oh, gosh.
She basically found in kanji, which is a dialect of Chinese. She found the word for seven. She found the word for rings. Tattooed it on her hand. It came out as mini barbecue grill.
You see, you can't make this up. I love that.
Yes, indeed. Now,
sorry. Okay, I'll try and not laugh.
Now, this poor song of hers is actually, if you listen to it,
yeah.
It's sort of based on my favorite things from The Sound of Music.
La 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 la.
Yes,
that one.
Yes, that one exactly. So this song seems to be bringing her more trouble than anything else, because she wanted to perform it at the Grammys, which are happening on Sunday. She's on all the posters and billboards promoting this event. It is music's biggest night. She wanted to perform Seven Rings. The producer said, sorry, can't do that. And she said, well, then, sorry, I'm not actually coming to the show at all. So not.
I think she's
a
little annoyed with her, what's it, small mini grill? What's
I think she's going through
barbecue.
Some time.
Mini barbecue.
So I think while everyone else is on the red carpet and actually watching the awards live, Ariana's just going to be on the couch somewhere eating Brightless.
Well, yeah, because apparently she also has no tears left to cry.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Shame. She's really going through a tough time. Now, Netta, our very own Netta Barzilai,
yes.
Eurovision winner, has a new song out. But her most famous song, of course, being Toy, she released it last year. It was written for her. I think Omer Adam actually wrote this song for her.
This Bassa Sababa.
No. Toy.
Oh, Toy.
The song that she won Eurovision with.
Mm.
And if you listen to it, as some people did, they picked up a little bit of the White Stripes. Seven Nation Army. And because what is his name again? His name is
whatever.
Yes, the man behind White Stripes, Jack White, of course. I'm going to lose my place as the star reporter. So Jack White also listened to the song and was like, sounds familiar. And basically he filed a lawsuit claiming copyright. A few lawyers got behind some tables behind some closed doors. They have now come to a settlement agreement on plagiarism, and he will be getting a credit as a songwriter on Toy. So Jack White now has a Eurovision winning song.
Okay, so hold on one second.
Yes.
I've interviewed many bands.
Yes.
International and local over the past 10.5 years. They all have been influenced by somebody.
Yes.
So if you're influenced by somebody, inspired by somebody, do they now become an addition to your song on your credits?
I think it's more specific because this, the dun, 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 dun.
Okay, what's
dun.
The name of the band, Sash?
Seven Nation Army. The song is,
the
band is
called
The
White
Stripes. The song is Seven Nation Army. It has a very familiar intro. And I'm not sure exactly which part of the song they're claiming sounds like Toy, but people have
Is it a clean song?
As far as I can recall, yes.
Okay, well, let's hope. If it's not, this is Sasha's fault. But she'll still be the star reporter, I assure you.